Shout out to y'all for stooning in. I'm back. All right, no, seriously, you guys. Welcome back to Diva Talk. Okay, this is me, your girl, Kira Diva. And I am here, ready to do another interview. Now, this particular interview is with the guy, Byron Davis Jr. I interviewed him last year. We talked promoting those dreams that turned into reality. So we're going to double back again tonight. And we are going to jump right in to everything him and see what's going on, see what's new. And he has some new music out, so that's great. And I love it. Matter of fact, let me just let you guys see a little clip. Let me let you guys see something. That's Byron Davis Jr. I know his name sound like he gotta be somebody. He gotta be like Byron Davis Jr. Like he got his whole name out here. We gonna talk, Byron. We gonna jump right in. I'm gonna send him a request. I wanted to play this song before we jump right in. This song is called No Eye Contact, and it's from Byron. I wanna play this while we send him a request. Comment where you guys are from. Let me know what's going on. So that motivation is making my mind click more. People are falling off of important things in life. Like, you can't fall off the important shit. Yeah. Talk behind my back. No eye contact. How you living like that? Okay, he has showed up. Okay.
Yeah, what up, though? Because they ain't paying them, but you know, it's, you know, them Corona seltzers, that's my favorite.
Oh, okay. So
they've helped me lose a lot of weight over the past couple years too, because there ain't no carbs or nothing in it. It's for people on their health shit.
Oh, so you want your health thing, you want your health stuff, but you're smoking a big one. So explain how the you know, that, you know, go together, you know, smoking and health, because you know,
well, see, I smoke one and then I go run just to keep everything balanced, you know.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I'm proud of you, Byron Davis Jr. So a year ago, I know we discussed, you know, your brother, you know, your wife, your child. Was she your wife then? I think she was your wife. Your wife, your child. You know, you just evolving as a man. And then now I'm seeing you making moves. You're more out there. You're dropping music. You know, you got new albums. I Miss You. Was it an album? Was it dedicated to
it? It was an EP.
Okay. And was it dedicated to your brother?
Yeah, pretty much. Just me showing, you know, the progression and, you know, the steps and the perseverance where I'm at right now. You know.
That's good. So... I'm listening.
I was just saying, it's pretty much, you know, the next chapter in, you know, the healing, pretty much.
Okay, so you feel like you have recovered from
that
situation? or since just in general?
Last time we've talked, I've did a lot of growing since then. Had a lot of uncomfortable conversations that needed to be had with close loved ones. We broke down a lot of walls, cried a lot of tears, and did a lot of healing. So, yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so important. So, y'all came together as a family and said, we're going to just hash this out, or, you know, did someone say, listen, we have to get this. Let's talk about that, because it's important to speak about things.
Well, it's a day-by-day thing, and, you know, it's a... Okay. It's a like I said, you know, conversations that might have been tap danced around, you know, whenever my brother was alive, just because we always felt like we had time, you know, I've kind of kicked that into gear, and I've kind of been, I've kind of been pushing, my wife pushes me, and I've kind of been the one pushing everybody in, on my side of the family, you know, like, hey, you know, we gotta figure this shit out, you know. Even though it's a long road to go, you know, it's complex. You know, things get really complex, and I could be here all day, you know, it turned into a therapy. Mm-hmm. But we working on it for sure.
Absolutely. I'm proud of you. Now, Sammy Davis Jr., is that your wife? Now, who is that?
Yeah, that's my wife, yeah.
Her name, you guys, is anybody tell you about your name?
No, yeah. Yeah, we throw the junior on the end of hers just for the, you know, for the fun of it, but
that is so
cool. It worked.
So supportive. That's great. You know, keep support around you. But yeah, how was fatherhood?
On the way. We got another little one on the way. We go find out what it is the 23rd.
Yeah. I was about to talk about fatherhood. So you got another child on the way. You're still making music. You feel like you're living in your destiny right now? You're moving.
Man, that's what it is. Conversation with somebody the other day, and I was just like, man, it's like, I'm like, I'm doing everything I need to be doing, and, you know, everything's moving, but I still find myself sometimes, like, feeling like I'm not doing enough, you know, and I remembered I had to tell myself, you know, just to, you know, remember everything you have done, you know, and don't drive yourself crazy, you know what I mean?
You're doing a lot. You're making babies. You know, you made babies. You're healing. You're married. That's a lot in itself. And you're, you know, starting your career.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like I really kind of sat back these last like 5-6 months, and I really just put myself in a place to where I appreciate how give myself a chance to appreciate how far. And everything I've done up to this point, you know, just to, like I said, step back and, like, look at how much I've done towards the bigger picture, you know, not anything materialistic or anything, just, like I said, the healing and, you know, the art and everything's just, and it's all, and it all comes, and I love when I can bring everything in my life full circle to come around with my music, you know, and that's where I'm at right now, so I'm just this big ball of positive energy, but it levitates, you know, it goes up and down, but for the most part, we're up here right now.
How is Solo B?
Oh, man, that's my guy. Shout him out. What's up, Jersey? But yeah, man, actually, you know, me and him, it's a situation where I told myself this year I'm going to reach out to other artists, you know, from different areas and, you know, just kind of do that. But that's my brother, though. You know, he's somebody I kind of just hopped into, and we just kind of started, formed our relationship and whatnot. But he's a real talented cat, though. I like his energy. I like what he can bring to a track, you know. So I went out and got him, and he got it done for me.
Awesome. So it's good that you like working with people. It's not that, you know, you're shying away from, because, you know, you're a busy man yourself, but I'm saying you're working with other artists, and that's important, because most artists have a big head.
Yeah, I try to, and you know what I really think it is? It takes a whole different type of energy when you got to mix it with somebody else's, you know, it takes a little more effort, you know, somebody has to be on the end of, you know, really wanting to get it done, like keeping in contact and stuff like that, and it takes a different type of energy, you know, like, because you can kind of feel it. You put a burden on yourself because you can feel like you're annoying people and stuff. But I mean, I put all that to the side. You know, if I'm trying to get something done, let's do it. And if you can't get it done, then let me know so I can find somebody who can. You know what I mean?
Listen, you ain't playing. All right. I want to talk about this song, Sunlight. I'm going to play it for them. I want people to actually hear.
Yeah, for sure. Let's kick it.
But let's talk about the inspiration behind that. Sunlight.
It was a song I wrote not long after my situation with my brother. And I sat on it for a while and I recorded it. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the first ones. And I took it back to the studio and I'd go back and I'd redo some things and, you know, layer it back up a little more, take some stuff off, mm-hmm. play with it. And this was the end result. The producer actually, what I like about this track is the producer is actually a young cat. I can't remember exactly. I should be ashamed of myself because I didn't come on here knowing exactly. But he's not from the United States. You know, he's a young inspiring producer from overseas.
That's great.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's
okay. Let's hear this, guys. Wait a minute. You said he from overseas? Ah, you gotta get him. Who gotta figure out who he is? It doesn't matter now because it's yours. Good beat. Yes. Dirty cousin, fly cousin that came from nothing. Quit all that fussing. They napping on me like Robitussin. I'm money crushing. Let me know if y'all feeling like keep it fire. Sunlight is it. Now, where he went? You know what? That Brian, what she was doing rolling up? What happened?
I got babies. I got babies. I'm trying to do two things at one time here.
All right, Byron. I understand. We ain't gonna hold that. Now, how old is your babies now? Because you taking fatherhood seriously. How old is your baby?
He's two.
Oh, he's a baby. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He might burn the house down if I leave him alone too, you know.
Oh, okay. So you know what? I ain't even gonna hold
his mama though. He's in there with his mama though.
Oh, okay, so his mama there. I thought he was like, you tried it. This interview must be the point. You put your 2-year-old there.
Yeah.
I said, I ain't gonna hold you too long now.
No.
You alright though? Okay. So let's get back into music. Music determines your mood. Is that correct?
Pretty much.
How is your mood now?
Well, I bought that new Kendrick came out and it's got me in a real creative mood. It got me one
Kendrick of the, Kevin Gates.
Kendrick Lamar, he just dropped his latest album and that's what I've been listening to the past 2 or 3 days. So my mood right now really is just like in a creative state, to be honest, just because he's so, you know, and every time he drops, he's, you know, dropping a bunch of knowledge and you got to listen to it 4 or 5 times before you catch on and you got to start playing a game with it. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at now. I've been tapped into that, man. Shout him out too, man. The king.
Oh, so you think he's the king. So what about Kevin Gates? How do you feel about Kevin Gates?
Oh, you know, that's different lanes, you know, like different lanes.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, we all stand at the top of the hill in our own way.
Okay. I just want to understand. I just want to know, because I know Kevin's one of your, that's your guy too, now, you know.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I was thinking about this the other day when I was riding around to work. I was like, damn, I was like, his nigga's the reason I kicked off my health, you know, just, but besides, you know, just wanting to do it for myself and my family and longevity, you know, he was the one that really inspired me, you know, to really start getting into it and even mixing it, and, you know, even putting it in with my music and everything like that, just making it a whole thing, like, you know, doing the videos of myself and stuff and, you know, just trying to be an inspiration at the same time.
Okay.
because I might not even want to do it myself, you know, but I got to go in there and inspire myself. So I mean, might as well try to inspire somebody else.
That's true. I got a lot of respect for Kevin Gates for a number of reasons, but I actually saw him in person live, you know, before a show, during a show, and I just seen how he moved with the, you know, these men with suits on, and he pushing people out the way, like he's real militant, and I respect, you know, his showmanship, you know, because he about his business, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely an inspiration for sure.
That's pretty cool. Now let's talk about this Talk My Shit with Big Slim.
Yeah, Big Slim 3600, baby. Shout out Indianapolis. It's kind of like the same situation. Yeah, he's from Indianapolis. He's from that area. It's pretty much the same situation. It was some shit I wrote up. I was feeling real groovy that day. I felt like kicking some shit like that. You know, shout out Legion Q, the Wizard, too, man. He produced most of that album. He produced the rest of the songs, actually, beside my young cat on there on Sunlight. But, yeah, man, he does the Big Slim, you know, 3600, he does great. Where y'all can go check his shit out too, man. He puts out great. And I just happened to hear him, I stumbled across him, and I just reached out to him and we made it happen. He's all about his business too, so he got it right back to me quick. So
that's good.
Now you legit, let me talk my shit. I'm trying to let you know it goes down. Even though we from a small town, let me talk my shit. Let me show you why these motherfuckers follow me. Got a couple niggas down the ride for me. Talk my shit. Separate the real from the...
I can already tell that that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I want to get into something... A serious question. I don't want to hold you up too late. I know you got these kids.
No. We good. Go ahead.
Okay. What does the art of hip-hop mean for you? Or to you?
The art of hip-hop.
Or just hip-hop in general. But, you know, what do you take out of hip-hop?
I take honesty from it. I take honesty and perseverance. Like, that's pretty much, like, those are the things that inspire me when I'm listening. You know, those are the things I listen for when I'm doing what I'm, you know, when I'm looking for what I'm looking for. So, you know, that's what I try to put out there. And ever since day one, like, you have your music for your certain time, for certain parts of, you know, time and place. But, But, you know, to that when you have that music that makes you, that gets you going in the morning, that motivates you in the morning, you know, to me, in my life, there's nothing better than that. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, that's what, and it goes back to the art, you know, so I just, you know, that's pretty much what hip hop means to me, is just honesty and perseverance and, you know, trying to stay creative. Cause we gotta take the game to a point now to where we're putting it in perspective that how we're reflecting on everything in hip hop till now, and we just gotta quit being so naive about what needs to be done now to save this thing, you know, to save you know, not to even to save it, not financially wise. I mean, so our kids are inspired to go out and kill each other. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know, it's a lot deeper than the chains and, you know, shit like that. And, you know, I like to be on that side of where we're pushing that narrative. And, you know, like I said, that's what gets deep with me. You know, that's hip hop to me. We the most powerful thing on earth.
It's funny, you know, hip hop, it's funny you say that. Because as of right now, hip-hop has this, like, dark cloud. Are you familiar with, like, the frequencies in music and things like that? are you familiar with conspiracy theorists and, you know, what they may, you know, believe that there's a satanic situation going on? Do you believe in that? Oh, if you can you elaborate on if you do or not?
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I have this conversation with my wife and, you know, a few hip hop heads all the time, but mm-hmm. the only thing satanic about the game is the greed, you know, and the greed is dressed up pretty with all the materialistic things and, you know, the suits and the ties and the shit like that. But, yeah, that's pretty much what it is, you know.
It's funny you said greed. Greed is, you know.
Yeah, you know, I keep, you know, the greed is, that's the satanic thing. That's why the artist being pushed to the side is because of the money, you know, and I mean, that's satanic to me. You know, you know, like I said, there's really a lot of things that are cut dry, you know, it's either right or wrong. You know, a lot of these artists push this narrative, and, you know, I ain't here to say what people do or what they don't do, but who's to say everything needs to be spoke about? You know, that's what I do know. Especially when you got a bunch of kids watching you. You know, we shut the door all the time when we got to do grown folks' business. It ain't nobody else, you know. And we know these kids don't know what they're doing. And if you don't want to take the time to elaborate on what you meant, you know, or where you come from, or why you're the way you are, like, then why you just putting a whole false narrative into a child's head, you know? And that, you know, so, you know, once again, you know, that, and it all, you know, it all goes back to the greed. So, you know, that's what the game is, and, you know, from my eyes, what I see.
You spot on, right, with that.
Yeah.
Because these kids don't know. You know, speaking of greed, I want to change the subject. And we're going to speak on female rap. Now, Megan Thee Stallion, I think she won like a Billboard, I think, award for like best hip hop female something artist. It was against Cardi.
I actually seen that.
Okay, so speak on that, because she won. And people weren't not, you know, too happy about that.
You want me to speak on her or speak on just female rap game? Just what I mean.
I want you to speak on that particular situation, but then lead it into, you know, how that can affect female rap today. You know, her stance, her look, you know, the women in general.
Yeah, Cardi, I think she deserved it, you know. I really, like I said earlier, I actually seen that because, I mean, I don't really tune into things like that, you know what I mean? But from what I do hear on the radio, and far as, you know, accolades and whatnot, she definitely deserved it, you know what I mean? For sure. And, you know, I think that they are really about the business now when it comes to the females, you know what I mean? They've really stepped the business side up of it. You know, of course, the skills and everything, but now the business and, you know, the bags for the shows and everything, all that is starting to, you know, match up like it's supposed to. Like, you know, they've worked really hard to get to that point. So I think, you know, whatever them ladies get, and whatever ladies they inspire to be under them, and whatever comes mm-hmm. from that, you know, they all deserve it. It's been a rough road for ladies in hip hop in general, you know, but right. It's been a tough road for all of us, but, you know, the ladies for sure. Because we know y'all got to deal with the extra shit that, you know, niggas ain't got to deal with, you know.
You right.
But, you know, y'all got to always deal with, you know, niggas thinking with their big head, not thinking with the little head, not the big head, you know. So,
hey, and that's, no business
done. That's draining enough, I'm sure. So, you know, I salute them for sure.
I understand. I'm proud of you that you have such a humble spirit, you know, because, you know, you're jumping into an industry full of sharks and, you know, wolves. Well, you know, you're never going to be a wolf, but, you know, snakes and rats and, you know, this is a jungle, you know?
Yeah.
You're coming authentic. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I've really dove into the business side and, like, getting out there and meeting people. But, you always going to have the people, like I said, use that greed and, you know, always going to try to get ahead. But, I just try to keep good business and keep people around me that I trust, you know. And like I said, I've met people these past couple years that, you know, I can almost damn near trust them almost more than some people I've known almost my whole life. Or I've dove more, and I was telling my cousin this the other day, I've dove more into, now that I know my craft is to the point where I want it, now I dive into the market of just being in the space of other people that do the same thing I do. Because you got to meet people that are as passionate as you, and then that you get around these people, and then you realize that, you know, they're down to, you know, they bring up going half on the studio. They bring up, hey, what about, it's just different ideas, you know, that you can put off between each other, bounce back and forth, you know what I mean? And you got to put yourself in that space, though. You got to go to these events, you know what I mean? Like, and you know, I'm not saying I'm out everywhere, you know what I mean? But when I do go out, I try to at least make sure I meet one person that, you know, I've locked in with for sure. You know, I might shake 20 hands, but, you know, I'm never going to see 17 of them again for sure. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to remember, these things. So if you do happen to get some type of relationship out of doing something, you know, just small, you just got to appreciate it and, you know, not use it for what it is, but, you know, just, you know, play the game. You know, you give respect, you get respect, and, you know, people respect your craft, and, you know, it ain't, you know, some, you know, eventually people can start looking at you as a, you know, like it ain't even the physical anymore. It's just energy. You know what I mean? Once you get to that level with people, you know, then the business just falls right under.
Ooh, that's so real.
And that's what I'm searching for now, you know, not searching, but, like, you know, whatever I come across, I make sure I stick with it, you know. You know, treat people.
What would you say that you are missing right now as far as in your career?
I would love, if it was up to me, I'd have a show every day, you know. And I that's pretty much probably it. You know, I'm trying to book shows, but, you know, like I said, I'm bouncing time and, you know, I'm bouncing with time and shit right now because, you know, the wife is pregnant and whatnot. Right. So, but, and, you know, we're just coming off COVID, too. So I was catching a few shows every once in a while, you know, when that was going on. But other than that, though, like, I've made a few moves I can't even, you know, talk about right now because, you know, I'm still waiting for them to manifest. But I've hired some people, you know, to work for me. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, I'm building some shit right now for the next project coming out. So I'm excited. But like I said, other than shows, I'm not missing a damn thing at all.
You're in Texas still, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So I think you're at the level now where you understand the business side and we understand that you and your wife is in her situation. You can be able to, you know, be a boss and have other artists, you know, have them, you know, working with them. Don't you think at this point
yeah, my little business situation I'm into now,
that's
part of it.
Okay.
Following the album and what we do with that, you know, that's the next step after, if, you know, the right way. You know, if everybody's still happy with each other by the end of that first, you never know.
Explain wipe the floor with him. I gotta explain this. Oh. I need you to explain this.
Yeah, I actually made I didn't, it started off me making it for my son because he was interested in it for about a month, maybe. So I was like, you know, I'm about to just finish it and, you know, put it together. And now he could care less about it. He doesn't care. I done put his name in it and everything. Try to keep his attention for a long time. He don't care anymore though. But it was just a track me. I'm having fun with. If you listen to the album, it's just another section of me actually talking about stuff that my brother loved and shit, you know. And you know, he was a dancer. My brother was a dancer. Not like a real dancer, but you know, a jigger, I should say. He was a jigger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just another fun song. Just a fun song. Like I said, this album was the next part of, like I said, it was the next chapter. This little EP was the next chapter of me, like, you know, getting to a nice healed space.
And you healed. You are healed. I'm proud of you. I really am.
Appreciate it.
So what's next? The next 2 weeks, what do you have planned? Because people always say next 5 years. What's about going on in the next 2 weeks? Is that the terms?
That's perfect because the next 2 weeks is Lil Murder's birthday, and I'm back to the hometown, and I'm doing a whole show in the hometown, my mom's backyard. We're doing like a little raffle giveaway. My cousin has like a food truck. Shout out Mr. Murphy's. He has a food truck. He's gonna slide through. My people, they're gonna be doing cooking food and shit. Might even have a beer pong tournament. I don't even know. I'm thinking about it. But, yeah, we're gonna hopefully see a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. You know, I'm gonna hop on that stage. And
good. You have to record. You got to shoot a little video, mini, like, behind and see something. If you're going to be performing and stuff, somebody going to have a camera.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to be documenting and put something
in there. Yeah, document it. This is legendary. Lil Murder. Wow. Rest in peace. How long has it been? 3 years?
No, it's going to be 2 years on June 27th.
Okay. Wow. You're holding on strong. That's what I'm talking
Sometimes
about.
Sometimes I feel like it's been longer than that, though.
You're doing what you need to do. You're doing what you need to do. Alicia Keys' music. How do you feel about it? Her newest, her latest.
Oh, it's me and my wife's favorite thing. We bought tickets for the concert 2 months ago, and we bought them for September. So that's how much we love Alicia Keys and love the new album.
Oh wow, great!
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, huge fan.
We're looking forward to this performance you got in your hometown. You gotta let me show me some footage so I can. You know, report, you know, because I'm here for it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we try to document everything. We try to keep everything documented.
Hey, that nigga Murder, man, that nigga Murder was...
I'm not going to do it, because I get you. Okay. Matt, no, I can't even do it because your wife is around. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I got one final question, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to end it here. If you had to choose one person to spend the rest of your life with, excluding your wife, who would it be? It's only got to be one.
Only just to be one? It can be a group of one.
That's a hard decision, right? Imagine somebody saying, no, you got to just take one person.
That'd be horrible.
That would be horrible, right? Can you imagine? People going through that right now, you know, overseas, you know, certain countries. Can you imagine the agony? Treat people right.
Couldn't imagine.
That's my last word for everybody. Treat people right. You see what's going on in Ukraine?
Yeah, you gotta treat people right. You gotta try, for sure. Gotta try.
Are we gonna close it out? Okay, we gonna close it out, Byron. This is my song. Night Vision.
Thank you, Byron. Thank you. Y'all follow Byron. Where can they find you? Besides, I know you're on YouTube, Instagram, but the music.
Yeah, all streaming. Focus on the
intermediate. What is it?
All streaming platforms and all my social medias is all Byron Davis Jr. They're all Byron Davis Jr. Yeah, it's easy to find me. Easy to find me.
That's right. Yeah, it come around like a
boomerang. Later. Thank you.